This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Lana, is there a chance that the Dolphins are a playoff team and week one was such an aberration that we'll joke about it by the end of the season?
No. And Crowder, to piggyback off of your point earlier, their starting right tackle might not play on Sunday in Austin Jackson, and their starting right guard is out for several weeks. That is what concerns me more than anything. I don't care if the Patriots have the best pass rush or if they don't. I don't care if the Bills have the best pass rush or they don't. The Dolphins' offensive line depth going into the season was probably their weakest unit outside of the cornerbacks. And you're already on options 3 and 4 there. So how are you going to protect Tua's blind side? How are you going to consistently run the football, which I think is paramount to getting Tyreek and Waddle into open spaces? Guys, I hate to do this, genuinely. I don't like how all we've done is just like doom and gloom with the Dolphins after one game.
Well, hard not to.
The roster coming into the season, we had major questions, and it got significantly worse after that horrendous performance. I mean, I hope this team with their players-only meeting can figure it out after one game, players-only meeting. I hope, but I don't see it, man. I really don't.
Let me explain this to you. I was watching, what's that called, Jackie, Sally, and Canty, the early morning ESPN show.
We rarely talk about them, but Jackie, Sally, and Canty do such a good job on ESPN that I don't know
so
why
good.
We don't mention them more often.
Underrated show, man. Really underrated show. I love
the way Sally, though. The way Sally holds her own during that show, because Jackie and Canty can really get boisterous at times, but Sally really does a good job keeping it even keel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know what their names are, but it was a whole conversation about these player only meetings. Bro, what are you going to do in a players-only meeting that turns a season around? It's nothing. I've had player-only meetings. The captains stand up and Zach cried one time. Joey Harrington says some goofy crap. Like, you have to perform on the field. We just got out of camp. We were together every single day for a month. Now we have to move it to the side and tell me, yeah, let's work harder, fellas. We're not good. We just got our ass kicked. Work harder. Like, it's obvious what goes on. The player-only thing gets to me because I've been a part of those. They don't change anything at all.
Right. I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick saying the same thing. He would never do a players-only meeting because he's like, hey, if you want to say something, say it to me. Say it in front of the coaches. Who cares? Why do we have to have a players-only meeting? But I would ask you this. What if Mike McDaniel has indeed lost the locker room? And the players wanted to have a meeting where they talk amongst themselves and say, hey, we got to win in spite of this guy. We need to get together, whether it takes us ignoring him. I don't know what the track is. Like, that was the only thing that popped into my head. What if the players only meeting was, hey, can we all agree this coach ain't for us? Maybe that's it. I'm making it up. I have no info to say, hey, let's tighten up and go out and win. Of course, nobody needs to be told that. What if it's so bad between the head coach and the players where they think he's silly that they almost needed a meeting to say, hey, we just got to do this in spite of him?
To answer your question, I actually got reference points on this because that's how we all felt about Cam Cameron 07, 1-15 year. But it wasn't, we didn't have to have a meeting to talk about it.
Right.
We have cell phones.
Yeah.
We know, I can call Peasy. Peasy, this dude goofy as hell. Yeah, bro, man. Hey, just let's ball. Let's do the best we can. Like, we would talk about that. The player's only thing is, it's almost for show. And to be honest, if you do have a strong opinion, you're not going to say it in the players only meeting because there's going to be a bootlegging trustee out there that's going to go back and tell some coach what happened anyway in the players only meeting.
True.
So you're very, I was in three players. Three. So I don't even remember the years, but I remember the 07 one. You're not going to really be honest about anybody on the coaching staff because now I've been open about how goofy Paul Pasqualoni was and that I didn't believe in his defense. But I would never say that because there's going to be some six-round pick outside linebacker that runs down on punt, and he's going to go right back and tell the coach thinking that would get him favor.
What does it say, though, that they're doing it in week two? Like, I understand. I understand why.
A dumpster fire.
I understand why that week one was awful. But Crowder, if after week one you're in a players-only meeting, is there something salvageable? Because I think your players-only meetings, correct me if I'm wrong, and most of them happen, I don't know, week 10, week 13, like things have gone south and you're just trying to kind of revive the season or save the season. Week two, is it different? Can there be some sort of like hit the panic alarm early and try to rally the troops early? Can it work?
Tell me what a players only meeting is going to do for the offensive line or the cornerbacks. Like, what is it? You're going to make me do what? You're going to make Jack Jones turn into Darrell Revis?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you going to make Austin Jackson play faster, get off injury reserve? Like, I don't – the player-only concept, it's kind of – I didn't even heard Ryan Fitzpatrick talk about it. The concept of it is almost 100% for the vision of it. Oh, the players sat down and talked about this.
It's a show. 100%.
Hulk, we just – I have a cell. Hulk, something goes bad on this show. Me and you and Solana and Jimmy have to get together and have a powwow. I could text you and say, "Hawk, man, okay, my bad. I'm going to tighten up tomorrow." You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2025. For that to be I'll even go further. For that to be released is part of the show. Okay.
Yes.
No panic. No panic. We lost by 25, but the players sat down. Okay, we're going to see here in about 2 days if it's really working. But I've been a part of 3-player-only meetings. It's some crier's going to cry. Some dude's going to cuss and slam his hand onto the table or punch a wall. And it was JT. JT was the wall puncher. Zach was the crier. And then somebody else, Joey Harrington, was the guy that says a lot of big words that nobody cares about. I know what happened, and it didn't change.
It's like The Office. It was like when Michael would call those little conference room meetings in the office. Stanley would play his crossword puzzle. Jim would be the smart ass. Dwight would be the rah-rah guy. Yeah, it's exactly
I heard
everybody's got that at their office.
Yeah, you heard the story when we got Ruben Drones ran for like 85 on the first offensive play of the game in Cleveland. We played the Browns and got beat. Jason Taylor came in the locker room at halftime and flipped over and broke the table. Beat up the coffee maker. Like he was a violent encouragement guy. We still got an ass whooped in the second half. Hey y'all, let's play better. JT just whooped the coffee machine's ass. We got to go out here and do something. Like it, I don't know what people expect that thing, that players only encouragement to do to a bad football team.
Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dolphins line is up to 2, by the way. Dolphins were 2-point favorites, then they were down to 1.5-point favorites, then 1-point favorites, and now everyone believes the Dolphins are going to win again by a larger amount. Dolphins line is up to 2. Just speaking on what we were talking about here, Omar Kelly had tweeted out today, Mike McDaniel said this, on a football team, you have to have connected people that respond to one another. It's the right thing if everyone is going in that direction. A lot of times we overcook situations and immediately label them as good or bad. Bottom line is I'm trying to see people respond, whether that is to me or to each other. So that's where the players only meeting, I guess, would come in, where you're saying, hey, you got to respond to each other if it's not to me.
So let's talk.
I don't know. I can
text me, bro.
I can tell you that I'm the bootlegging trustee when it comes to radio station meetings. I go right to Len with whatever was said.
Now, Jimmy, there's some bootlegging like trustees in every locker room.
Mother bleeped Len in every meeting we've had in the last 2 years.
Yeah, man, it sounds good. It's all BS. All that. Players only. Oh, I sat down. Now we really had a heart-to-heart BS. All of it.
Let's get headlines here. Clay Ferrero is going to join us. We're going to get some winners from Lee Sterling. We're going to pick winners ourselves, as we did last week. So headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'll start with the coolest thing I saw yesterday, which was an ACC Thursday night football game, Wake Forest hosting NC State. I sent this to you guys. It's not even really news. I'm just fascinated with the idea that a college football game could literally get this type of distraction. A food truck out in the parking lot catches fire and a cloud of smoke engulfs the entire stadium. So for part of the first half, Wake Forest, NC State is playing and the entire side of the stadium is just smoke everywhere.
Did you see the OG in there with his extinguisher? Man, this thing's about to blow up, Hawk. There's a dude in there, looks like he's walking through the park just spraying it down.
Poor guy, man. Like the entire all of social media is joking about this guy, and ESPN pans to his truck and he's in there with the fire extinguisher. There's a hole in his food truck. Literally a hole in his food truck. Guy's entire business has just melted. And ESPN's like, let's get a video of it. Come on. Let's put him out there.
I want him in the foxhole with me because he was calm as a calm.
I got it.
Don't worry about it. Everybody's running. People are scared. He's just still inside, just spraying the fire down.
No big deal. No big deal. I got your hot dog in 2 seconds, man. No big deal. I got it in 2 seconds, bro.
Use the kiosk.
Guys, Micah Parsons is really good at football.
Green Bay is really good.
Yeah. Or this Jaden Daniels a little overrated. I mean, whatever.
Who would you rather have, Tua or Jordan Love?
You love to play this game, Jordan Love. You love to play this game.
Oh, last year we had these conversations and there was an argument to be made. Yesterday, Jordan Love takes off, puts his shoulder down, and runs into three guys, falls backwards, gets rocked, got right back up, threw a touchdown. I mean, it's like we have to stop pretending like this is even a question.
Tua can do that. They just won't let him. The media won't let him. Coaches won't let him.
The media.
That's right.
The media won't let him get concussions.
That's right.
Hawk, it's the one-year anniversary of him diving into the guy who died on the field and getting concussed himself. He dove into him, and he concussed himself.
Puts his shoulder down. Levitard has a guy on the next day saying the NFL should be charged with murder. So, yeah, the media won't let him run.
A ghost knocked him out. Damar Hamlin died, came back to life, and knocked out Tua.
What does Slappy Sally and Canty say?
What's that show called? Slappy, Sally, Evan.
It's Evan Cohen. He's a South Florida guy. We like Evan Cohen. I think it's called Unsportsmanlike. Is it Unsportsmanlike?
Unsportsmanlike with Evan and Cantley.
No, not
no. It's a woman.
Cantley. It's Chris Canty. He's a former player. Cantley.
Right. Evan and Chris Canty.
And you don't know who Chris Canty is, do you? He's Powder? Joking. You don't know. No, he said Canty. That was the only name he got right.
Only name I know is Canty because he has the Forrest Whitaker eye.
I know Evan Cohen comes on the Heat pregame show all the time with Tommy Tighe.
But you know, don't know Chris Canty.
Playing the NFL. I know of him.
Yeah. Well, you were thinking of Cantley.
But it's a little white lady too.
Who's Cantley? Oh, Patrick Cantley, golfer. Pete Cantley, of course. Sorry, I'm in golf mode.
Man,
Michelle,
I put video up on Instagram today. I didn't even notice till today that Solana called salad dressing salad sauce when talking about Chipotle yesterday. I would have gone wild had I noticed that in the moment. I was so angry with myself last night. I'm like, oh my God, salad sauce. He's like, you've got to get the vinaigrette salad sauce.
It's getting weird now.
Salad sauce.
You love Van Ginkle's salad and it's the sauce.
The stuff he's saying lately is odd. Called himself a lass. Talking about Cantley.
You okay?
Are you
lass?
Lass. When I was a wee lass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.